The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph brings down in the Mishnah Ketzad, Echad Varim Shal Atzman, Vechad Varim Shal Chayim, Vechad Varim Sheish Ben Mamish, Vechad Varim Sheim Ben Mamish Ketzad, Amar Shavuos She'etein Le'ish Ployni, V'shalay Eitein. So says the Gemara on this line, Kate said, what's the case? The person promises he'll give a present to his friend, or he promises to not give a present to his friend. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what does it mean, my etin? What does it mean a person is going to promise to give a present to his friend, or he makes a shvuah to give a present to a friend, such a shvuah is chal? Elim, it means that he says he'll give a tzedakah lit oni, and such a shvuah is chal, that he'll give a present to an oni, tzedakah to an oni, harayz mushpah, but I mean, Har Sinai, he's already has a previous shibit from Har Sinai, the topic that we've discussed many times already. He has already a previous requirement from Har Sinai to give tzedakah. The pasuk says, shenemar nosan titin loy. So then, such a shvuah certainly can't be chal, because he already has a chiyev to give tzedakah. Mitzad the Torah. Ella, the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says it means matana liyasher. It means that he said he'll give a present to a person who's already a well-to-do individual, a person that doesn't need tzedakah. The Rashba, and the Bermaskol Lilema, the Rashba brings from the Gedoyle Rabbi Seinat Tzarfasim, the Gemara is a bit lavdafka, meaning the Gemara says that any time a person offers a present, seemingly the Gemara says anytime a person offers a present to an ani, so then such a case says it makes a shvuah that is a present to an ani. It seems to be that he already has a chiyuv to give that present to the ani, a tzedakah, a mitzvah tzedakah to the ani. So the Rashba, not in every single case that a person gives something to an ani, does he have already a chiyuv to give that thing to the ani? Hare, not every single ani in the world am I mechayev to be mefarnes. The only time that there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to an ani, says the Rashba, is when the ani is standing in front of me and he's asking me for tzedakah. In such a case, he's chayev to give an ani tzedakah. So that would be a case of where he's already mushba v'oymid mihar Sinai. And if he wouldn't give the tzedakah, if he wouldn't give the tzedakah, he'd be over and alive, and therefore to make a shvua in such a situation, he already has a mitzvah saseh, which is binding him to give, he already has a lav that's binding him to give, and such a shvua wouldn't be chal. But if the ani's not standing in front of him, and he makes a shvua that he won't give tzedakah, or will give tzedakah to stam an ani, sedan l'chayr, such a shvua should be chal, because it's not his chiyev to go and be mefarnes every ani in the world. So that's the first nekuda that the Rashba said, that you have to say that the Vada, the Gemara, just means that he's making a shvua to give money to an ani who's standing in front of him and asking him. Such a shvua would already not be chal, because he's already mechuyev to give to that ani. So he wouldn't be able to make a shvua that I won't give that ani. When Harei, that ani is already mechuyev to give because he's asking. But you see from this Rashba, that l'chayru l'halacha, Rashba seems to say that the only time I'm chayiv min haTorah in the pasuk of nosan titin to give tzedakah to the ani is when the ani is asking me for the tzedakah. That's the only time a person has a chayiv. But otherwise, if the ani is not asking, albeit that there are aniyim in the world, but I'm not mechayiv to, I don't have the pasuk upon me of the nosan titin that I have a chayiv to go and give all the aniyim in the world tzedakah. I'm only mechayiv if the ani is standing in front of me and the ani is asking. So is the shita of Rashba, and that's how he learns our Gemara, that our Gemara is only talking about one specific case where the ani is talking not in front of me and asking, where the ani is in front of me and asking, and that's where there would be a problem of mushba v'ayimin mihar Sinai. Additionally, says the Rashba, or furthermore, says the Rashba actually, that the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Tesamid Aleph says the requirement to give an ani tzedakah is not the requirement, which is the amount, Akupanim, is not the amount to fill him up with Gamre. And it's not my job to make the Ani support. It's not my job to support the Ani fully. My job is, like the Gemara in Daf Tesamid Aleph seems to say, again, the Gemara is talking about a different Indian, but the way the Rashba learns is that my Chiyiv is to give him his Parnassah L'shah, is to, I have a Chiyiv Tzedakah, to take care of an Ani, to give him a Parnassah L'shah, to help him get by for the time being. But not to go and support him and make him into an usher. That's not my requirement. That's the requirement, perhaps, of the tzibur, but it's not my personal chiyuv to go and make this ani supported. I have a small amount to have to mechayev him, to give him. So says the Rashba in Cain, there's another nekuda, another exception in our Gemara. That which our Gemara says, that I'm already mechayev mihar Sinai to give this onitzdaka when he comes in front of me, so I can't take a shvuah, I won't give him, is only talking about the amount of money. Again, the ani that asks for the money, and only the specific amount of money which I'm mechuyev to give, which is the parnasa kifishah, the amount of money just that he can get by. But let's say I were to promise him more than that, or I would swear that I'm not going to give him more than that certain amount, so then avada such a shvuah would be chal, because that's not my chiyev to support this ani and to make him support it, etc. My chiyev is just give him the basic amount, but anything more than that is not my responsibility, and therefore such a shvuah would be chal. And the Rashba explains that this is what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that a matana la'ashir, the Gemara doesn't mean dafka matana la'ashir, it means any amount of money which I am not required to give him, or if the ani is not in front of me asking, in all those situations, it's considered as if it's a matana la'asher, and therefore such a shvuah would be chal. And the only time the shvuah is not chal is in a case where it's mushba v'ayim b'mir ha-sinai, where it's an ani in front of me asking, and I'm making a shvuah copy that specific amount which I'm required to give minatayra, which is the amount of bernasa l'fisha, the amount he needs for his basic needs. Now, the maisa, this Rashba touches on a big nekuda, Halach L'maisa, which is Negeya in every single Yid's life, in the mitzvah tzedakah, what exactly is the mitzvah of tzedakah mechayiv me to do? How much money am I mechayiv to give for tzedakah? Now, there's different aspects. First of all, there's how much money am I mechayiv to give? When am I mechayiv to give? And where does Maisa play a role? Am I chayiv in Maisa? Am I not chayiv in Maisa? The first nekuda we see from this Rashba is, madness is a big aside, is that it seems to be the Shitas of Rashba, and this really seems to be how many places can hold, is that the Shevet Alevi has a tshuva about this, and Chelekei, and Sinukof Lamed Aleph, and other places can discuss this, that it seems to be that the only time a person has a mitzvah deraisa, and we'll add to that, the only time he's over on the lav of Leisa Ametz is when the ani is in front of him, he's asking for money. Other than that, then a person would not have a mitzvah min ha-Torah to give tzedakah. Now, of course, not to get confused. Of course, a person who gives tzedakah, of course, he gets a mitzvah. There's no question in the world. And it's not just stam a mitzvah. The Rambam writes that this mitzvah, he has to be zohar, he has to be careful. In this mitzvah, yoser mikol mitzvahs b'Torah. Obviously, the Rambam never writes that lashon anywhere else in the entire Rambam, because he says you have to be more careful in this mitzvah than any other mitzvah in the Torah. And the Rambam, of course, is writing this halacha l'maisa. Rambam, the Tana d'Elio, the famous Tana d'Elio, says that the whole world is niskayim because of the tzedakah. It exists from the previous oilam till today because of the tzedakah that's done. The famous Medrash, the Gemara says that a person, it's a pasher gevaldik, a business investment, that if he gives ma'aser, he's misasher. But right now, specifically, we're talking when's the chiyav of Nasan Titan and the Isser of Leisa Amitz, that he's already run a lav. So the Shitas Rashba, many paiskim, is that only if the ani is right in front of the person, asking him for the money, and then he denies that in person, he doesn't give the ani the money in such a case, he would be over on this device. And that's why, anytime a person comes over to you and asks you for money, so l'chayra, he would have to, l'chayra, a person has to give a certain amount. The Rambam adds more, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it, that a person comes over and he asks you money, not only do you have to give him a certain amount, but you have to give him a respectable amount. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that every single person you have to give, you know, $5 and $10 to. It means whatever it is, whatever is not going to embarrass him. The Rambam quotes a pasuk, lo yashadach, that the pasuk says that you can't send back the ani, you know, sad and depressed that you didn't give him anything. So you have to give him, you know, if you give him in Eretz Yisrael, you give him 10 agarot, you know, in America, I guess you give him a penny or a nickel, so it's like insulting. What exactly is the amount that is not considered insulting? That would of course depend on the society. But akapanim, every single person that comes and asks for tzedakah, l'chayra, is already together a suffix deraisa. Now, l'maisa, there are poskim that say that nowadays, that since people walk around with letters of haskamas, and unfortunately there are people that are ramayim, and that the such people, you can't know if the person in front of you is a ramay or not. So therefore, there are parts going to say the fact that he doesn't have a letter, it lends a letter from a rav, that it does lend of a bit of a reyesa, and it does, you know, definitely add to a bit of the suspicion on him. And it could be that maybe there's a heter to not give him. And this maisa, Ramesh Sternbach does hold that unless he has a letter of recommendation, a letter from a rav, so then it's not, you can't say you're mechuyev to give such a person, because there's a tzad that he's a rami. However, there are paiskim that say that every time he puts out his hand, at least a safek deraisa, and you should certainly try and give him something. Again, like we said in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't necessarily have to give him a shekel, two shekel, a kopanim, a half a shekel, so he doesn't turn back ashamed, embarrassed. This chiyuv to give you to anybody who asks you for money, anybody who asks you for tzedakah, is only a chiyuv on the person who's an ani. But let's say, for example, it would be a gabay tzedakah. We can't say you have that chiyuv. Of course, there's a mitzvah, as we said again, but you can't say you have that chiyuv. And it's also only if the person is asking, like we said, for himself, if he's asking for an institution, etc., if he gets letters, etc. So then, according to the Rashba, you can't say that there is that chiyuv of giving tzedakah. The only time to be a chiyuv is if the ani is in front of you, the ani himself, and the ani is asking for nedava, for tzedakah. Now, lemaisa, this is the shita sarashba, but it's really bichlam not pashit, because we know that there's a concept of meiser. And according to the Rashba, it comes out the only time there's a mitzvah saseh of giving tzedakah is the ani in front of you, and that's the only time. There's a shita of Bamis is a tremendous machlekes. The Indian of Meiser, we know there's an Indian to give a tenth of your produce, a tenth of course in the agricultural society. But there's also a Sifri brought in Toisvis and Tainis Daftes, which seems to say that there's a chiyuv of Meiser to tenth to give a tenth of your even of your any harvacha that a person made in the course of the year, any amount of money that a person makes in the course of a year, be it from presents, be it from business, be it from any increase in his parnasa that he makes, he would have to give a tenth of that to Meiser. And as so eloquently the Paiskim described, that this becomes a shutfis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person becomes pashut partners with Bari Olam. He gives a 10%, he gives 10%. That's the Berni Shalaylam Schalik, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and him become Mamish partners, and they split the profits, and the Revokim Kipshuta, me giving 10% to my partner, which is a very good partner, the Berni Shalaylam, he becomes a part of my business, which of course is very, very profitable, and that's why Asher, Kedei, Shittas Asher, you push get rich, Ayidei, giving Maisa. This din of Maisa, is it a Chiyav? What is it, Bechlal? Is it a Chiyav? Is it not a Chiyav? So if you look in the Sifri, and Ben Mitzapel Chasim Seifa learns, and the Rav, in Peya also seems to learn like that there's a din deraisa. The Sifri brings down a pasuk, and Ayin and Tosfos and Daftes. Sifri brings a pasuk, and it seems to be that there's a chiyuv of giving maisa from all pragmatic, from all gains, from all business gains or presents from that year. A person would have a chiyuv to give a maisa. The Gemara in Ksuvis says in Dafnun that a person shouldn't give more than 20%. That's already extra. That's a mitzvah min hamokar. But kapanim 10%, according to the Sifri, would seem to be a chiyuv. And this is really a chiyuv min haTorah. And this is a sheet of the Chasam Sefer. And other achrayim, many other achrayim, as a matter of fact, the Bach has a gevaldik achidish. The Bach has in Shin Lamed Aleph. The Bach has a gevaldik achidish that he says. And it, really, the makor of this Bach is that Reb Kiveger already in the Mishnayis brings down that the pasuk quoted in the Sifri is also quoted in the Yalkut and the Tachumen over there. It does not say minayin that there's a chiyuv to give ma'aser. It says that there's a remez to give ma'aser. What's the remez to give ma'aser? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sounds from here that it's not a chiyuv min haTorah. It's only a remez. The Bach takes it one step further and he says that he doesn't even think it's a chiyuv min haTorah, not midrabanan. He thinks it's a minig. It's only a minig. The Taz takes a major objection on his father-in-law, the Bach. And he said that the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Tes seems to be mefirish not like the Bach. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Tes says, when he's saying, what is the chiyuv kam chayiv litein, what exactly is the chiyuv of giving tzedakah? So the Shulchan Aruch says that, first of all, the sheer nesina of tzedakah in general, the sheer of giving tzedakah, is if he's able to, im yada maseges, you think of yitzarchanim, if you have the means and the ability, so you chiyuv tzedakah, and this is really the sheet of the Rambam, this, I would say, is unlike the Rashba that we quoted, but the sheet of the Rambam is, and when it comes to tzedakah, whereas the Rashba said, it's not my job to be mefarnes every ani in the world, and therefore, it's only your responsibility to just put him on his feet and make sure that he has enough to get by, and that's what the pasuk of Anasin Titein is requires of you. But the Rambam says not like that. He says, Miyad Maseges, if a person has the ability, the chiv of tzedakah, shir nesina, says Rabba, kefi, Maseges yaday. If the guy comes to your door and he asks you for $100,000 and you have $100,000 and you have it, it means that you're not going to go into the poorhouse and you don't need it now. You have 20 million in the bank. So he comes and he asks you for $100,000, that's how much I need. Says the Rambam, give him. The next guy comes for 10,000, give him. The next guy for 8,000, give him. Until it will come to the point where you don't have the ability to give him anymore. That's the sheet to say Rambam. The Rambam goes on to say, if you're not able to, ain't the other Masekes Kol Kach, you don't have the ability to go and give him, you know, Kefi Yasagas Yadol, Yazchol, says the Rambam. So then you give Ad Chay Mishne Chasiv. If you person at this point now, he has to give a specific amount. So if he gives a Chay Mish 20%, the Mitzvah Menemukha, it's wonderful. If he gives 10%, that's a Mida Beinus. Less than that is Ayin Ra. So the Taz brings down, the Taz in Shinam and Aleph, he asks on his Shver, the Bach, he says, I don't understand the Bach. It says in Shulchan Aruch Mefurish that Chay Ra, a person who, if he's not Yodai Masagas, if he doesn't have the ability to give, if he doesn't have the means of fulfilling the needs of the ani, so then he should give a kaponim, a one-tenth, he should give a kaponim, a meiser. And so said the Taz, that therefore the din meiser, takalak Rebbe Kiveger, is a din drabanan to give meiser. There's a chiv drabanan to give meiser, with the chasim sefer said the reisa, the Taz says drabanan. Now, the meiser, all of the achrenim, they all ask on the Taz, the fakert, from this lashon in Shulchan Aruch, it really sounds more like the Bach, because the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're able to give what he needs, if you're not able to give, then at least, then you should give either a 20%, a fifth, or give a 10%, which is at least a mida toiva. Less than this, you're considered an ayin ra. So it's considered an ayin ra. It should say much worse than that. You're not an ayin ra, you're a rasha. You're being over an anisid rabbanan. So it sounds very much from the Shulchan Aruch Taker like the Bach. That the Bach said that this Indian of giving Meiser seems to be not a chiv d'raiser, not a chiv d'rabbanon. It seems to be a mida beinin, it's a good Indian, and as the Bach explains, this is a minig. Now, the Meiser, once it becomes a minig, of course we know the famous Chasam Sefer, which was of course said over here, that the Chasam Sefer said something that a person is naik three times, that minig, that good fine minig, if he was naik Meiser three times, that becomes a din, deraisa, because it becomes a neder. So the Bach is really not a kula, the Bach really just became a chumra, became a neder. And as we're learning in the Sech Shuas, we see the chumra of neder, lo yinaka klal, the chumra of the shua, the person is naig an Indian three times, then it becomes on him a neder. Now, lemaisa, I would say that a person that didn't know this until now, so of course that we can apply the Shach and Yeridei and Sim Reshit Dal, this would be considered a neder betois. He never knew about this, he never knew that he wasn't mechuyev to. If we tack a hold like the Bach, like many achrenim do, he didn't know that he wasn't mechuyev to give meiser. He thought that maybe he was mechuyev to. So therefore, he was only noyeg betoyes. So therefore, we could say at this point, al kapanim, that a person would be able to say b'li neder anytime he gives meiser. Of course, el chayidim, there's no shal in the world, they're going to give meiser because either it's their iser, it's their abanan, or it's a minig, and it's a minig of all Klal Yisrael, and it's a minig that goes back very, very all the way to Yaakov Avinu, and it's something that is a good business investment, like we explained, and it's the Kima Oilam is based on this Indian of meiser. But al kapanim, to say he's mechuyev with neder, so then till this point, if he didn't know this halacha, that it was really only a minig, so it would be a minig b'tayis. And from this point weiter, he'll just say b'li neder upon giving the meiser, which of course he'll give, because meiser is, again, the minig of kol klal Yisrael. Now, the meiser, the al kapanim, but again, according to the Rambam, it does come out that the whole new perspective, that the mitzvah of natan titan, the chiyev of giving tzedakah, now the Mishnah takes on a whole new light. When the Mishnah said, I'll give money to an ani, so whereas the Rashba said that I'm a machiyev to be mefarnes every ani in the world, it's not my job, I just have to put him on his feet. But the Rambam said, no, if you have the means, so then you really are chayev to. And that takes on a whole new understanding in our Mishnah, that according to the Rambam, so when the person takes a shvua that he won't give a money to an ani, he won't give, so that now you can learn computer that it's a taka mushba v'oymin mihar sinai, because if he had the means, he maybe is chayev to the Rambam to taka go. And mefarnes this ani once he would have the means. And in addition to that, the a person, now that we've established that the chayra, there's either chayev min haTorah or chayev of neder or chayev d'rabbanan to give meiser. So then that also the chayra, how does that fit in with the Rashba? So this Bamis is part of a greater topic. The Chofz Chaim in Avos Chesed brings down that it could be any ways Again, not like the Rashba, whereas the only time you're chayiv in stalker is if the ani is asking you for it. But the Rambam that's mashma that if they're kaim aniyim, and the Chofetz Chaim brings it down, he brings from the goyin also, that if they're kaim aniyim, there are aniyim in the area, you know about aniyim, so then it could be that a person has a much greater chayiv than just when the aniyim are asking. It could be he has a chayiv stalker on the etzim fact that he knows that there are aniyim in the neighborhood. And the Chofetz Chaim therefore says, and there are many places that say like this, that it could be that the inyan of giving meiser nowadays might be minatoyra mamish. Could be that everyone would agree from the pasuk of Nasan Titan. I mean, until now we discussed the inyan of Meiser when there's maybe no aniyim in front of the person. He doesn't know if there's aniyim. So then maybe the chi of Meiser is only a minik. However, if there are aniyim in the town, which nowadays is aniyim, the world has become one small town from all the letters and all the soccer calls and all the, everybody knows about the fact that there are aniyim everywhere. So now the world has become a place of kaimi aniyim, but we know that there are aniyim everywhere, and since we know there are aniyim everywhere, it's very, very, very possible, says Rav Chaim, that according to many shittas rishayim, and the Rambam included, that when there are aniyim in front of you, then it might be that meiser becomes meikra din. It could be that meiser, maybe even chaimish duran, he has a tzad, but the meiser might be meikra din. And that a person would be chayiv to take meiser min haTorah, according to all shittas. And this was really the shita of the Or Chaim, and the Rishon Lezion brings down. The Prima Gadin brings that there's really another Rambam, that there's no shaila that every year, no matter what, you have to give at least, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Sif Beis, lo'ilam lo'yimna adam atzmai pachas mishlishes hashekel hashana. No matter what, never ever are you allowed to give less than a shlisha shekel. What the Shulchan Aruch obviously means is that in a situation of where you are not giving the meiser, because let's say it's not kaimi aniyim, and you don't want to be mekayim this minik for some reason, so then at least one thing clear, to not be over on the avera of v'nosim titein, you certainly have to give at least a shlisha shekel. Now, of course, it doesn't mean a shekel of Eretz Yisrael, and the place can discuss how much it is, but it's not that much. Anybody who's basically giving out throughout the course of the year, it's kaka, people that come and ask him, certainly, you know, even the, you know, giving the money in the pizza shops, that already would be enough to be mekayim this shlisha shekel. And in conclusion, just to sum up, so what comes out is that no question to give less than a shlisha shekel a year. That clearly a yid is mechuyev from the pasuk of Yonasan Titan, certainly to give a certain amount of tzedakah a year, no matter what. A shlisha shekel, which we said is very easy to be mekayim. The Rashba says that the whole mechuyev of Yonasan Titan is only if the person is in front of you. If the person's in front of you and he's asking for money, then you have a chiyuv tzedakah, you know, Torah. And if you don't, if you deny him, so then you're being over on that deraisa, on the lav, on the essay. The shita of the chasam sefer, of the rav, of other achrayim, is that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to meiser your money. Now that chiyuv, again, as we explained, that's not a chiyuv of the nasan titain. That's a separate. There's nasan titain is a mitzvah tzedakah. And there's a separate chiyuv to give meiser. A separate Indian learned out from the Sifri. The Taz says that Indian of the meiser, of giving meiser, is in din rabbanon, that a person has a chiyuv rabbanon. And the Bach says it's only a minig. However, that we extended now is that it could be nowadays, through the sheet of the Rambam, that there's aniyim all over the place. People know about the aniyim. And especially in our small world, so it could be that nowadays the person is mechuyev to give meiser min haTorah, to give a tenth of his min haTorah, not from the pasuk of the Sifri, but pasuk from the din of a nasan titen. That if, like the Rambam starts out, that if you have the ability to support all the aniyim, that would be what's required of you of a nasan titen, which is also not like the Rashba. And if you're not able to at least support, you know, to support in fully, so then at least you should give meiser, which is nowadays perhaps his fulfillment of the regular din of nasan titein. And you know, a person would have to at least give meiser min haTorah. And really the Mishabura and the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed seems to really go like this, that a person min haTorah would be chayiv to give meiser. Afilu lule the din meiser. Pashut alts chayiv of nasan titein, chayiv to give tzedakah. But one should never regret it. One should never feel like, oh, hey, what's going to be with Maisa? Because, I mean, Stokka is Maisa, as in Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Reishman of Zion, It's fakert that tzedakah helps him and it saves him from rav and the loylam ain't other me'anim in that tzedakah. No, a person will never get poor from tzedakah. Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis, the loy hezek miskalgal will never have any damage from it. Vayim ma'ase tzedakah shalom kol merachem al niyam akash baruch hu will be merachem alav. And the Shulchan Aruch goes vayt. Shulchan Aruch says a person who's chalili is ma'amitz yada. He's kiyilu is oivir avodah zarah ume'oy yesh lizarba. A person never ever is going to lose out from tzedakah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.